Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We're joined by Kyle Krabs, Locked On Fins podcast and A to Z Sports. Kyle, thank you so much. We've had a few days. I always like this. I was telling Omar, I like to wait a few days, and not everybody's all upset and emotional about what happened at the end of the Buffalo Bills game. And so it's a good time to everybody can now kind of look at things. And Omar and I have been going back and forth. What's the biggest problem, Kyle, on this team right now for you that needs to change quickly? What would you consider after three losses?
Yeah, I think the consistency of the quarterback in Tua Tagovailoa. He hasn't looked like himself, in my opinion, through much of the first three games. And with the entire selling point this offseason of scheme and working on your mastery of the offense, it just hasn't been as anywhere near as efficient as far as the things that we've come used to Tua doing uniquely well, as far as the quick decision making and the precision of what he's executing. It hasn't been there, and I think that's where all of the projections around what kind of season the Dolphins could have, it usually came with the stipulation that you needed Tua out there to play and be the guy who raises the tide for everybody, and I don't think they've gotten that guy through much of the first three games.
With this defense, what were your expectations coming into the year, and where are they now? Because I'm of the opinion that the defense is a bigger issue, bigger priority than where Tua is playing. Okay, we expect higher standards, but where are the standards for the defense?
I think it's totally fair to point out, and I think the secondary turning out to be a group that had all five of the guys not in the spots that they were playing as of, what was it, July 1st? I think the communication on the back end has really been a problem. I don't know how much that's cut into Weaver's menu versus what they want it to be. I see that group kind of incrementally getting better. I think Rasul Douglas is probably an upgrade over Storm Duck, but they had a lot of eggs in that Storm Duck basket. Mm-hmm. So I agree with you wholeheartedly, Omar, that the defense has a lot. They're tied for dead last in scoring defense, right? That's not sustainable. They haven't forced a turnover in the first three games. They're one of three teams in the NFL that hasn't forced a takeaway. Like, those things have to get better. I think they kind of got caught with their pants around their ankles against the Colts with what that unit looked like. The first half against the Patriots was tough. The first half against the Bills was tough. They need to win more on first and 10. And I know some of the players have said that in the locker room after the game. But I think when they've shown success and disruption when they've been able to get into third and 7+ and kind of let the backbone of the team showcase itself. But they're chasing these games by multiple scores. It's a mess all over the place. But I agree with you that defensively, it has not been to what my expectation was and what a lot of people's expectation was.
You know, Kyle, I made a mistake on this, although I'm not changing, and that's play all these rookies. I do like it. I think I expected too much out of Jordan Phillips and Kenneth Grant coming out of preseason. How have they played, and are they where you thought they'd be, the two defensive linemen?
So I don't think either of those two guys played their best game on Thursday. I think we didn't see the best versions of what they have been as NFL players through 3 weeks in this most recent game. So with that qualifier, I think a lot of what they want to do from a pass rush perspective, Zach Seeler talked about this in the preseason about the chemistry of marrying your rush plan as an entire front and setting picks for guys and twists and nonverbal communications. I think that's the part that needs more time on task. And I think Jordan Phillips has been really good as a point of attack player as far as holding the point of attack, playing on the plus side of the line of scrimmage. When they run in his vicinity, he showcased the ability to deconstruct blocks and make plays. For Kenneth, I think you see the athletic ability, but the splash plays haven't been there. Some of that is the little details for Kenneth, in my opinion, as far as overplaying a block and then getting a little half body too far into the one gap that the back can then cut off of that gap and use the leverage to get a positive gain instead of you being 50-50 and playing off of it to make the tackle. And then from a pass rush perspective, I was surprised the first 2 weeks how much time I saw the center turn to Kenneth Grant. And that's what's really alarming for me with Zach Seeler is I thought Zach got a pretty good amount of one-on-ones, and he hasn't won his rep. So if we're talking defensive tackles, I take more exception with what we have and haven't seen from Zach for 3 weeks than the rookies.
Hey, the offensive line, always a topic, and I know Omar ties it in with two, and it's not good enough. With the five they're playing with right now, whether Keon Smith's playing or Cole Strange is playing or Brunskill's playing, how do you think this offensive line played in that last game? I'm just curious.
I liked what I saw from Aaron Brewer and Patrick Paul. I don't think that should be a surprise. I think those are your best two players. I thought Larry Borum's been fine, to be honest. You know, he had the loss against New England for the sack from Harold Landry, but I think Borum's been a player that if everybody's executing up front, you can feel good about being your fifth guy in short stints as a swing tackle. And it's the interior play for me that this game that they just played against Buffalo looked as bad as any game that we saw from the group that was here in 24, in my opinion. Like, whether it was Keon Smith, who gets sat down, and he really had his hands full against New England, and then obviously they pull him for Brunskill midway through the Buffalo game. Brunskill takes the loss on the interception. The pass kind of gets deflected by the guy's arm, and that's a whole other can of worms that I don't know if you guys even want to get into today or not. That play in particular.
No, Omar's like, brought that Brunskill getting smoked on that play.
Hey, hold on. You say there was a deflection on that pass?
So the ball gently grazed the right elbow of the defensive tackle and pushed the ball further back into the middle of the field, yes.
I didn't know that. But anyway,
so
yeah.
It had a pretty good chance of still being jumped by Terrell Bernard on the play regardless because of the jump that Bernard got on
him.
But, there was like five compounding variables all in that play that kind of fueled that interception looking the way that it did. And then Jonas Savainai's really struggled in pass protection on the other side, too.
Yeah.
And that, I think that's been the disappointment. You kind of saw in camp that he was battling a little bit, but you're not seeing kind of week-over-week growth yet. And I don't think it's time to push the panic button yet. He's got to play, but it's not been what you would have hoped for given what they invested to go up and get him as a player.
I don't know if it's fair to include the investment. While I hear where you're coming from, Jonah didn't ask you to trade up to go get him. You put yourself in that situation, and realistically, he should just be evaluated as a rookie starter. And my issue is with Jonah, you need to give him help, but because of the circumstances and situations that you put yourself in as an offensive line, you don't have the luxury of giving him help. And I don't see any fix coming.
Yeah, we got to ride out the next two games and hope James Daniels comes back on the earlier side of whatever his timeline looks like. And then that way you can maybe a little bit more consistently push Aaron Brewer to his side to give him inside support. Because it's a lot. I see guys kind of running through the edges a little fast, where if he had the confidence of a guy that could be the bumper on the other side, maybe he doesn't allow some of those run-throughs. I think the communication with Pat to pick up twists and being on the same level has been a tough stretch as well. So I don't think it's any one thing for Jonah, and some of it is seeing it and experience. And I know Mike doubled down yesterday talking about him being most comfortable in their offense being in that spot. So whatever that criteria is for them to come to that conclusion, I think you have to weather the storm. But I agree with you, Omar. Like, this isn't going to be a team that suddenly plays every snap with a tight end in his hand in the dirt to allow you to manipulate your pass protection to get numbers that's going to help Jonah however he needs it to have the support he needs.
Speaking of tight end, you know the question that pops up every week now for a month. Is Darren Waller coming back? Oh, yeah, we got a special package. And I'm just kind of – I get that he's probably going to play. And they have some plays they want him to run. He's 6'6". He's 230. But, boy, I got to tell you guys, you want to talk about a guy going from 0 to 90, missing two full camps, and we're going to throw his ass out in a Monday night football game. What do you expect from him?
I'm not really sure what to expect, to be honest. One thing I can say with some level of confidence is I would expect better results in the passing game than what you've gotten from Tanner Connor, who's been here for a long time. Seems like he's really got the favor of the coaching staff because he knows the system and how much they want those F players, the formation adjusters, to be able to do from an alignment and emotion standpoint. And it feels like that's kind of why Tanner's got this extended run. I mean, he's played, I believe, more offensive snaps in all three games individually than he'd played in any of his first three seasons, all of the games he played in those seasons combined.
It's so, nice to have that great potential, isn't it?
His body runs fast and is smart. Like, those things can help you, but the on-the-field product hasn't been there.
Yeah.
And I would like to think, even if it's just the presence of Darren Waller as a player that's accomplished as an NFL player, like, maybe it can help you from a spacing perspective. But my expectations, honestly, at this stage are pretty low. But that spot's been one of the more frustrating spots in the offense thus far when you watch the tape, in my opinion.
Kyle, I want to ask you your thought process on how did we get here? How are we 6 years into a rebuild and possibly staring at a reset, especially if they go 0-4, losing to the Jets and losing all three games in the division? I don't believe that a win over the Jets makes everything better, fixes all the problems.
Right.
And it's only a matter of time before, you know, we press that restart button. But understanding the mistakes that you've made is critically important. And unfortunately, I don't think the Dolphins do that enough. How did we get here?
I think it's a great question. And I think it's a complicated answer, where you could go back to when they originally started the build in 2019. And they talked about building a sustained annual contender and building through the draft. And you made your decision at quarterback, and everybody's got their own different version of that story, but the coach that's here at the time doesn't want the quarterback that's here. And so then you make a coaching change midway what is supposed to be the optimal years of your initial build-out, when you have all the draft picks and you go from one head coach to another head coach, and then there's growing pains with going from one coach to another first-time coach, and then there's the investment in all of the draft capital, whether that's Tyreek Hill, whether that's Bradley Chubb, whether that's the tampering charges that the Dolphins got hit with, and it cost them a 1 and a 3, right? Like, you take the catalog of all of the draft capital that you surrendered for those two trades and then getting those picks forfeited, it adds up to a heck of a whole lot of capital that this roster would probably look a lot different. Now, you wouldn't have Tyreek Hill, and you wouldn't have Bradley Chubb, so that cuts on both sides. So I think they got away from the original plan of the build. They saw some names that were out there and wanted to make some splashes. I think you missed your optimized window within this build because of the coaching change, and now it just kind of feels like you're at that point where everybody's swimming upstream and everybody's got a little different best interests in mind for their own self-serving interests. And when it gets like that, that's where I'm inclined to think it becomes less about it's this problem, or that problem. It probably behooves everybody to get a fresh group of people in here that are all on the same page.
So to follow up to that one, and it was a great question by Omar, we have another one, and that is trade deadline. And like, okay, we're not going anywhere if that's the case, or we're one or two games below 500, and we got to make that decision. Because I can tell you right now, this coaching staff and that front office are going to try to win every frigging game they can, and they don't. And they also understand if you trade some guys like Tyreek Hill or some other names in there.
Jaylen Waddle, Bradley Chubb.
And guys that you brought in just recently in the last few years. Doesn't look good for you. Yeah, all those guys. So I don't think they're not going to make that move. That move's going to have to come from an owner, somebody in his ear going, make some changes. How's that work?
I think the way that that's most likely to happen is if there are changes to the football operation before the deadline. If Stephen Ross kind of puts his hands up and says, look, this isn't working out. We're going to dismiss Mike. We're going to dismiss Greer, whatever that looks like. I think those kinds of things have to happen because I do agree there is a self-serving interest that you could be – I mean, it would probably be in the back of their head if they're 2-6, right? We were 2-6 last year, and we played for a winning record in Week 18, yeah. Right? I'm sure that will be a part of the conversation when they get to the deadline and you have those conversations. But I think you have to have an interim status somewhere on the hierarchy that would help facilitate a willingness to kind of say, let's just read the writing on the wall here. I think that would have to happen before the deadline.
Well, I can tell you this. Over there in that building, they're going, we got the Jets. They're struggling. We're at the Panthers, even though they got a big win. They're very beatable. We got Chargers at home, and we got at the Browns. And they're looking, going, hey, we get this thing within a game or two, like you guys said. Hey, let's stick with it. I think we're getting better. And I just don't know who from.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
From one side of the building, again, if you're on the hot seat.
Everybody's on the hot seat, Joe.
The owner's not on the hot seat, so the question is, what's he going to do? And if it's true, all the reports, everybody's saying that he's super patient and wants to see growth in this team.
Well, Kyle, do you think the fan base will survive if nobody is fired?
Yeah. That would not be a very fun timeline to live in unless this team reels off a whole bunch of wins.
Yeah,
I think that's an incredibly difficult sell. And that's the other part of all of the Dolphins are the standalone game on Thursday, and you heard all the reporting from all the major national networks in the build-up to the game is, you know, Stephen Ross plans to be patient, but if the locker room stops playing for him or if the fans stop showing up, that could change some things. So I think that's the other side of this coin as far as what this decision ultimately looks like, is if they keep not winning games, I have to imagine it will get to that point, given that they were flying banners over the stadium in week two for the home opener, where there will be kind of the masses sending a message on where they are at with this team as well, again, unless they start winning the heck of a whole lot more games.
Well, I'll tell both of you guys this. They're going to play hard, and they're going to say they love their coach. That's not going to change. And, hey, we're not going to quit on him. He's our guy, and all those things.
Sometimes they quit. They eventually quit. Sometimes.
We'll see. Hey, anyway, Kyle, thank you so much, man. Thanks for coming on today. You were prepared for 97-mile-an-hour fastballs on the corners today. You're ready to go, man. Thank you.
Listen, I heard I was on with Joe and Omar. I said I better be on top of my game. It was great talking with both of you guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.